A change in a census question will allow Latinos to more accurately define their race and ethnicity. KUNR's Maria Palma explores what this means.
What is your race? Is a question we often see on the census and other federal documents. For some, it's an easy question to answer, but for others, it means thinking more than twice when trying to accurately select their racial background. Currently, the census has five racial categories: white, black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian and Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander. There's also an option to select whether a person is Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish, but only after the person has selected a race. This has long been a problem for many Latinos when it comes to answering a question about race. While some Latinos struggle with whether they're white, others simply choose to leave it blank. Carolina Rocha was born in Guanajuato, Mexico, and moved to the United States 5 years ago. She's one of more than 26 million Latinos who selected some other race on the 2020 census.
And I always just put like Hispanic or Latino because I think it's a little weird the way that that is structured. For me, when I fill out a form, it's just Hispanic or Latino. And then for the rest, I'm like, I don't know, because it just feels like still really new for me to try to figure out how I still see myself. Because if it was for me, I would still say Mexican instead of all this other things that we have to choose from.
Now, the Biden administration is changing the way federal agencies collect data on race and ethnicity. The new policy combines the race and ethnicity questions into one. So in the next census in 2030, people will see what is your race or ethnicity instead of two separate questions. In addition, two new options will be added to the list of boxes: Middle Eastern or North African, and Hispanic or Latino. These are the first significant changes to these questions since 1997. Rocha says this is a step in the right direction, but these types of questions will always be confusing to some people, she says.
Now knowing that I can only just say Hispanic or Latino makes me like happy, relief, but also I think about all the other people that they don't really know what they're supposed to be.
But the census isn't the only form that will reflect the change. Other federal forms will also have the option to select all that apply, which could be beneficial for some people who identify as Afro-Latino and Indigenous Latino. Federal agencies, state and local governments, and private entities that participate in federal programs will have until 2029 to update their forms and databases to meet the new standards. The change will potentially reduce the number of people who select some other race, says Patricia Guerrero, Research Education and Outreach Coordinator with the Latino Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno.
If you're going to collect that data, especially like on a research perspective, we're missing out on collecting data for a specific community, right? Like, because they don't know how to fill it out, so people sometimes don't even fill it out at all. So then there goes an opportunity to collect accurate data.
Guerrero says this step is important as the country becomes more racially and ethnically diverse and more people identify as more than one race or ethnicity.
If you were to compare 2020 versus the 2031 and how the differences are in like the way that these results will come forward, right? Are we going to see an accurate representation of multi-race individuals, right? Multiracial. How does those percentages change like over time, over this next census?
More accurate data can have benefits at the federal, state, and local levels in accurately representing and including diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds, she says. For KUNR News, I'm Maria Palma.